All right. Good evening. How's everybody doing?
Good.
It's a great day to be in the house of the Lord. Any day that you can come and worship God and worship Him with like-minded individuals, it's a good day.
Amen.
You know, because that builds us up. That builds our body up.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
Yeah.
And it's just, I don't know, it's been a great day. I feel like, you know, great things are happening in our church. You know, we've been, over the course of the last month, we've been, you know, really talking about having a vision, you know, and getting a hold of a vision for 2020.
Yes.
And because I want to see the end of 2020 be different than the end of 2019.
Yes.
You know, that's really been on my heart is, you know, there's a stirring. God is wanting to do something, and He's revealing it piece by piece by piece.
Yes.
And we don't see it all right now.
That's right.
And sometimes I look at the pieces and I'm like, God, what are you doing? But I know that each piece comes together to form the picture that God wants. To form the church that God wants. To form the people that God wants. And to form the community that God wants.
Yes.
Because, you know, for so long we've spent all of our energy just to get by. Anybody had that?
Yeah.
You're running to stand still. It's one of my favorite songs by the band U2. That's a line in there. He says, I'm running to stand still. I'm running all of my energy just to stay in place. But God's saying, there's more. There's more out there.
Yes, there is.
There's more that I would have you do than just to run to stand place. And like the worship team sang tonight, God is on the move. And I don't know about you, but I want to move with Him.
Amen.
I want to be where the cloud of God is going.
Yes.
Because there's great and mighty things going to happen. So knowing this, the question becomes, what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with that knowledge that God has something awesome in store? You know, as I begin to look at the scripture. There was a phrase that kept coming up to me multiple times. And it's in several places in the Bible. It's three simple words. It says, as for me. As for me. Over and over, individuals in the Bible, they said, as for me. What I'm going to do is this. You know, the greatest example of it is in Joshua chapter 24. Joshua 24. Joshua is an old man, and they've gone across the Jordan River, and they've conquered much of Canaan. And he's reminding the people of what all God has done for them. And he says, in Joshua 24:14, he says, so fear the Lord and serve Him wholeheartedly. Get that. Fear the Lord and serve Him wholeheartedly. Not part of the time. Not on a Sunday or Sunday morning or on a Wednesday night or show up to a recovery meeting every so often. He says, but fear the Lord and serve Him wholeheartedly. Put away forever the idols of your ancestors that your ancestors worshipped. When they lived beyond the Euphrates rivers and in Egypt. Put away those old things. Serve the Lord alone. Get this, in verse 15 it says, but if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today who you're going to serve. Would you prefer the gods of your ancestors that they served beyond the Euphrates? Or will it be the gods of the Amorites whose land you now live? Now get this. Here's the key. He says, but as for me, I am going to serve the Lord. He says, but as for me, see, he made that declaration. That's what he did with the power of God. He said, as for me, I don't care what you're going to do. I don't care where you're going. I care where I'm going in God. Ooh, get that. See, it was a bold declaration. It didn't matter. He wasn't worried about what other people were doing. You see, so many times we get tripped up on what other people are doing.
Yeah.
We get worried about, oh, Sister so-and-so is doing this. Brother, what's his name, is doing that.
Yeah.
But God says, he's telling us, but for me alone, not what other people are doing. Because I know that I know that if they all had said, we're going to go serve this God, Joshua was going the other way to serve his God. To serve his God. Because see, when we get worked up with other people, we begin to look at other people's lives. And sometimes, I don't know about you, but I've gotten discouraged. You know, you watch social media and what people post on Facebook, and you're like, wow, these are super Christians. These people have got it going on. There's something happening, but I don't measure up to that. Have you ever had that? Am I the only one? If you're honest, you would agree. But so many times people post their best life on the Facebook and you don't see all the struggle behind it. See, stop measuring yourself against someone else where you think they're gonna, where you think they are at, because what you're doing is you're comparing your behind the scenes to their highlight reel. You're comparing everything that you struggle with against something that's not real.
That's right.
And many times we disqualify ourselves. We say, I can't because I'm not good, as good as they are.
Right.
Joshua didn't worry about that. He said, what did he say? What were his words? But as for me. As for me, he only worried about himself. He put on those horse blinders to only look forward to the things of God. Not to look to the right or to the left or even behind. He put on the blinders to say, as for me, I'm going to serve the Lord. See, that's the thing. He was pressing forward. He gave them that choice and said, no matter what your choice is, my choice is this. See, that's our challenge. No matter what someone else's choice is, what is your choice? What are you saying? See, we press forward. Philippians 3 and 12 says this. And I love this because it's so very plain. Where Paul says, I don't mean to say that I've already achieved these things or that I've already reached perfection. See, that's the thing. I'm standing up here echoing those words of Paul saying, hey, I haven't got it all. I have not reached perfection. But, I do what? I press on. I press forward. Because you're not going backwards. Stop looking that way. Stop looking back. But see, he says, but I press on to possess that perfection for which Christ Jesus first possessed me. No, dear brothers and sisters, I have not achieved it. I have not gotten there, but I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past, looking forward to what lies ahead. Looking forward to what lies ahead. See, I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize. I press on. See, when we decide to say, as for me, I'm going to press forward, sometimes the road is going to be rough. I want you to understand that. Because, you know, I haven't gotten there. Paul finally got there when he ran his race. We all haven't got there yet, but God wants us to push forward. See, make that decision, but also know It's not always sunshine and roses when you say, but as for me. See, hard times are going to come. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that. If I didn't warn you that when you decide to stand for God, there's going to be people that talk about you. There's going to be people that have something to say about something you might have done in your past. You see, people are perverted. People are weird. People love to see other people fail. You know why? Because it distracts them from their own shortcomings. Because if I can point out your problem, I don't have to look at mine. But see, Psalm 59, look at that. Psalm 59, verse 14 says, my enemies come out at night. That's when your enemies come, when it's dark and you're not paying attention. My enemies come out at night, snarling like vicious dogs as they prowl the streets. They scavenge for food, but go to sleep unsatisfied. What it's talking about there is they look to tear things apart, and they're mad because they're never satisfied. They're mad because they're never satisfied. I know a lot of people like that. I know we're not going to name any names. We're going to call her Sister Buckethead because that's what she is. I know a lady that she revels when other people are hurting. She's a gossip. She's the first person to say, what's going on with so-and-so? Not because she wants to pray for them, because she wants to talk about them. See, that's that wolf always snarling to rip someone apart. But I want you to look at verse 16. But as for me. But as for me, what am I going to do when they're coming out at night? I will sing about your power. Oh, each morning I will sing with joy about your unfailing love. For you have been my refuge, a place of safety when I'm in distress. See, but as for me, when the people are coming against you, wanting to see you fail, you sing, baby. You sing it out. You sing the praise of God. Even if you're scared. Ooh, because it was an amazing thing when Brenda and Angel came up here and sang earlier. And leading up to that, the entire time, I could tell Brenda was scared. She was scared. She kept telling me, turn my mic way down. Turn my mic way down. And I said, I'm not going to do that. But what happened when she got up here? But as for her, she sang it out. She sang it out. And see, that's our challenge. But as for me, when the wolves come, I'm going to sing praises to my God because of his unfailing love, because he's been that refuge, a place of safety every time I'm in distress. In verse 17, it says, O my strength, to you I sing praises. For you, O God, are my refuge, the God who shows me unfailing love. The God that shows unfailing love. Man. So, we've talked about as for me. That's the decision we've got to make. Is as for me and my house, are we going to serve the Lord? Are we going to follow after God? No matter what people say, no matter the trials that come. So how do we do that? How do we do that? You've got to continually fan the flame of your faith. I want you to get that. Because you know, I can stir you up here. And you can get stirred up in church. And you can shout and yell for God in church. But what about the other days of the week? What about every other day. Because Satan's coming to get you every day that ends in Y. Get that. Every day. So we got to fan the flame. 2 Timothy verse 1, or 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6. Paul was talking to Timothy, and he says, "This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you." He said, to fan into flames. What it's talking about is, it's like, have you ever built a fire? When it starts out, you've got to keep it going. You've got to fan those flames, because as the wood begins to burn and burns down, you've got to add more wood onto it and fan it so it'll catch. See, that's what it's talking about there, is to fan into flame, to stir up. You've got to add to your flame, because back in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, it says, "Do not neglect the spiritual gift you received through the prophecy spoken over you when the elders of the church laid their hands on you. Give your complete attention to these matters." He's saying, do not neglect your spirit. Do not neglect your time with God. Do not neglect the rock that you stand on. Because when you begin to neglect that time with God, you begin that slow fade into falling. When you begin to neglect your time with God, your foundation isn't there. Your foundation, the rock that you stand on, isn't there, because you're not doing those things to fan the flame. It says, don't neglect it. Give your complete attention to those matters. Throw yourself into your tasks so that everyone will see your progress. Is go after it, and go after it hard. You have to have a constant supply of God. A constant supply. That means listening to these words on other days. Take it with you. Listen to spiritual songs that fan those flames of Christ. Because there's a lot of things that want to take up your time. There's a lot of things in my life that are time wasters. That you look up. I'm going to have to talk about it. I love me some Netflix, and I love me The Office. It's the greatest show ever. Some days, when I know I need to be talking to God, I say, Lord, I'm going to rest for a minute. Because you said I could rest. And I'll put that on. And the crazy thing about Netflix is, when one episode ends, what happens? It immediately goes to the next one. So when I'm resting, I'm saying, God, I'm going to rest in you while I'm watching the show. And then the next thing I know, 3, 4, 5, 6 episodes. And after a while, if you watch enough in a row, Netflix will pop up on the screen and say, hey, are you still out there? You still watching? It's about after 8 episodes. So, yeah, make sure you're still there. And many times, if I'm honest, I click yes, I'm still here. Instead of saying, no, I need to be with God. See, that's the challenge, where it says, well, that's what we need to get to, is making that decision that as for me, and stand and fan the flames. See, stand up. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says to me, it says, so my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. In the King James it says to be steadfast and immovable. It means to be unshakable. Always work enthusiastically for the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. Nothing you do is ever useless when you're doing it for the Lord. God wants us to stand. Got one other verse I want to look at real quick. Jeremiah 17:78. or 17:7-8. Sorry. Jeremiah 17:7-8. It says this. But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted along a river bank, with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat. Get that. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Their leaves stay green and they never stop producing fruit. See, our challenge is to say, as for me, I'm going to stand in the things of God. And when you do, that's your example. You're that tree planted by the water. And it doesn't matter if things get dry. If the world around you is dark, you still produce fruit. You're still producing more of God. Because see, that's the key. When you get Jesus, you can't keep him. You got to give it away. And your life, the fruit of your life, will begin to display that. See, that's our challenge, to say, as for me, I'm going to stand. As for me, I don't care what anyone else in the whole world does, but I will stand for the cause of Christ. And see, I want you to get that, because when you stand, those visions that we've talked about are going to come forth. Those things that we're longing for to show up are going to come forth when we're that tree planted by the water. Now think about that. That's the challenge. We've all got things that we're wanting, right? Does anybody have anything you're believing for in 2020? How many's got more than one? I want you to begin to think about those things, all right? Get those things in your heart. Settle them in your heart, because I want to pray about those. If you have those things, I want you to stand up with both hands raised to our God. Have those things in your heart as we begin to pray and we say, Lord Jesus, you see those things that each and every one of us have in our heart, those things that we want to see. Lord, help us to stand in your ways, God. Help us not to be discouraged when those things don't show up immediately. But help us to every day say, but for me, I'm going to stand in you. I'm going to stand in your love, God. I'm going to stand on your promises, but for me. And help us not to worry about anyone else, God. Help us to run straight to you and to keep our eyes solely on you. Because we believe that those things that we all have settled in our hearts that are going to come to pass, we believe and we declare that they are going to show up. And we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all of the honor in everything that we do and everything that we say, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.